Anyway, let's see if we can get Roscoe on the air. How do we do this? You think that works?
Yo, the hand.
Hey, it did work. You're on the air, I guess.
It's the first thing that's worked today.
Yeah, well, they got us down in the production room for like the pre-marathon torture. So we can get used to the fact that they didn't hook anything up down here. You know, so we can get... It's just another way to make my life miserable.
These guys really did...
We had two accidents on the way.
...to get stupid.
Yeah.
Really did.
And we got... let's see.
So you got I hear no vibe music.
We've got it, but it's... Nothing's calibrated, so it's like... I have it at, like, one, and it's pinned to every needle.
Yeah.
So I can't really tell what it sounds like at home. And they don't. The best thing was we're getting here today. A big chunk of pothole on 11th Street took out the bottom like a sealed panel of the car.
Mm.
So it was like 1 inch from the ground and just like that nice when you drove.
Mm.
And then we got rear-ended on Avenue C like hard by a
real
Jeep.
Hard.
Yeah, by a kid like freebasing at the wheel of his Jeep.
I do not do cocaine.
Man, it was incredible.
Unless it's my birthday. And I'm at a stoplight.
Yeah. I don't do cocaine. I base.
And only if it's my birthday and I'm at a stoplight.
Yeah. We're having a great day. I'm about to chop up the board. How are you, Roscoe? I haven't seen you in ages.
I've been sequestered in the new Coyote recording studio.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
Well, after putting the finishing touches on many days of soldering and silliness... we started doing this Go to Blazes record in here.
So you're recording a new record there?
Yeah, the Bulkowicz is under our belt, I do believe.
Bulkowicz?
The Bulkowicz. It's cool. The place is cool.
Sounds like some kind of Polack. Bulkowicz, who hangs around out front there drinking, jacked up beer.
Jacked up beer.
A guy named Bulkowicz.
And warming...
the guys in the corner out there?
The
warming
Bulkowicz
his mitts by an oil drum fire.
Yeah, yeah.
They're there.
Oh, so what's the vibe?
The vibe is one of intense work and everything. I've been like doing the 12 to 14 hour days.
You're doing the tomorrow night at St. Mark's?
I am taking a dinner break here to go over and do the regular acoustic gig over at St. Mark's tomorrow, happy hour 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
me and Mikey.
Who said the work ethic's dead?
Falconer refers to it as the barstool cowboy routine.
You know, Roscoe, we work so hard at our things, and we're not making a lot of money at it. And I see people who don't work at all with lots of money and big places to live and stuff.
And
I just
feel
like
fun.
Yeah, I just feel like we're doing something wrong. We're doing something wrong.
So what do you suggest, crime?
I don't know. I tried that.
Murder?
And even that's hard work.
It is hard work.
It's hard. Crime is hard work. I don't know. I want you to tell me.
Well, I think the only thing that I haven't really tried is dressing up like a woman.
You think you get somebody to pay you for that?
I don't know. You know, that's you're asking me to think of alternatives.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's what came off the top of my head.
Well,
you know.
It could work.
Yeah, I mean, without the vibe music, it's hard. It's hard to
the
be
vibe music is actually there. Really loud in my headphones.
Really?
I think you're just not hearing it because
Oh, that's good.
Monitors here, actually.
Yeah.
It's just it's like headphone land.
Who's with you?
Megan's here.
Me.
Of course, her mic is not calibrated into here either.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Roscoe.
How are you?
I'm sitting upon an
amp. The GTB guys say hi to you.
Hi, GTB guys.
Hi, GTB guys.
They never write. They never call. Thought they'd forgotten me.
She says that you never write and you never call. Yeah, we need they need your new address.
I gave them my new address like four times to four different members.
You sent them a postcard that said that you had the address wrong.
All for crying out loud.
But with no new address. We'll get this straightened out.
Probably all for the best.
Yeah, it's another sort of a radio side gag kind of scene.
Definitely.
Well, what kind of horror noise are you going to inflict on the people in there?
I'm going to start with the Sonics and then get even stupider from there.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any fun lined up for the next few days?
No, I may just randomly slap people upside the head with my new German police nightstick on Avenue A tonight. That's my whole
tapper.
Plan, yeah.
Is that the Gil Hooley model?
It's like the same one that they used on
Nancy
Kerrigan's
Kerrigan.
Knee.
Right.
It's a popular model.
Miguel Hooley.
Is that what it's called?
Well, he's the husband.
Oh, whoops.
Tanya's husband.
Yeah.
So I think I may be saying it wrong. Galooly?
Galooly.
I'm trying not to pay a whole lot of attention to that. I'm so bored with that case already.
Yeah.
You know? I just figured out that neither of them are going to win a medal.
Well, yeah, I don't think so.
Nah.
They're not the best man.
So nah.
What are you going to do? But at least Tanya's there. She got $500,000 from hard copy, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's got her roots touched up.
It's not a million from Disney, but she's looking better.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, hey, I think we both have work to do, hon.
It's true, Rosk. I'll catch you at happy hour tomorrow. We'll both be drunk. We'll both be happier.
Terrific.
Okay.
Till then.
Okay,
Scope.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, the hardest working man in show business, Roscoe.